A bull market in China? From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. China's Shanghai Composite Index closed up 1.8% today. That brings the benchmark up 20% from its low in late August and puts it in official bull market territory after a summer of losses that shook up markets around the world. Christopher Balding is a professor at the HSBC Business School at Peking University. We reached him in Beijing this morning. Professor, what's driving this rebound?
There's no real indication of any positive news. The real driver of the increase in the stock market seems to be margin financing, which is what drove the original boom back in the spring. Margin financing is basically where people take out loans to buy stock, and it actually peaked back in June at about $400 billion and then fell rapidly in near lockstep as the stock market declining. And so as the stock market has gone up recently, margin financing has gone up in perfect timing with it.
Now, long term, of course, the market is still down significantly and trillions of dollars were wiped out over the summer. How long do you expect this bull market to last?
I think most people would agree that the Chinese stock market is still significantly overvalued by most every metric. The profits or stock market profitability of these listed firms is declining. I think it's basically a fight between the rational and the irrational, and right now the irrational are winning and pushing the stock market higher. I think over the medium term, though, you have to expect it to decline.
All right, Christopher Balding, a professor at the HSBC Business School at Peking University. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me, Amy.
Let's do the numbers. In Europe, London's FT 100 index is down about 0.5% this morning. Germany's DAX is up almost 1%. Here in the U.S., there has been no sign of bird flu returning to poultry flocks this fall. But the effects of last spring's outbreak continue. Avian influenza took out 3% of the nation's turkeys. The drop in supplies has pushed wholesale prices way up. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks now at how that could affect Thanksgiving dinner.
Bird flu cost producers about 8 million turkeys this year. Russell Whitman is with the commodity market reporting firm Erner Berry. He says the low supply has pushed wholesale prices 30% higher than they were 2 years ago.
Not only are the prices higher on wholesale turkeys and turkey breast meat than at any time in recorded history, but the available supplies are also at their lowest.
Whitman says there should be enough birds to meet consumer demand at Thanksgiving. How much retailers will raise prices is unclear. But he says food banks will likely have a tougher time getting birds through purchase or donation.
It's just simply the birds are not there.
Whitman says supplies probably won't be back to normal until the middle of next year. National Turkey Federation spokesman Keith Williams says some turkey producers who were hit early on in the bird flu outbreak are operating again.
They have fresh poults down, and those are growing and about to go to market, many of them.
He says those affected later in the outbreak may still be restocking their flocks. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
Open enrollment began this week on healthcare exchanges around the country. Health insurers have asked the federal government for permission to increase premiums, some by as much as 40%. And you might be paying more at the same time your current doctor or hospital may no longer be covered. That's the prospect facing many in Illinois. From Chicago, Nova Sappho has more.
Health insurers around the country have been reporting an unwelcome surprise. Many people who bought plans on healthcare exchanges have been sicker than expected. It's been no different in Illinois, says Barbara Otto. She heads the Chicago-based nonprofit Health and Disability Advocates.
You're seeing the health plan sort of take on more risk than they actually anticipated.
And that means more cost. Otto says most new patients in Illinois subscribe to one particular plan by one particular insurer.
Hands down, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois has the largest market share.
The insurer's most popular plan was cheap with subsidies and included hundreds of hospitals. Great for patients, but Blue Cross says it was too costly. For 2016 enrollment, Blue Cross removed the plan from the exchange and is offering alternatives, each with a more narrow network of hospitals.
The phenomenon of narrow networks is not a Illinois or Chicago-based phenomenon.
Larry Van Horn researches healthcare economics at Vanderbilt University. He says that's because insurers are trying to control rising healthcare costs.
To negotiate better rates, they've got to be able to focus more patients into a particular facility such that they have more bargaining power at the negotiation table.
Van Horn says that means lower costs for insurers and lower premiums. But he says it comes at the expense of provider choice and means insurers often leave expensive research hospitals out of their networks. Robert Wachter is a physician and interim chair of the Department of Medicine at the University of California in San Francisco. He says this trend has been going on for a while, but it's accelerating.
I hear from patients that, well, I joined a plan and I didn't really read the fine print, and now I have something serious and I'd love to see one of your specialists. And I know now that I can't get there. Is there any way to kind of work around the system?
Wachter says most patients won't need the type of specialty care a major research hospital provides, but those that do might have fewer options under the current system. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
All those ads in your news feed are paying off for Facebook. The social media giant's earnings rose 11% in the third quarter, thanks to a 45% increase in ad revenue. And sorry, Instagram users, the Associated Press reports users of the photo sharing service owned by Facebook should expect to start seeing a lot more video ads. In Washington, I'm Amy Scott with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.